Oh, hi, Big Fatty.
Sorry.
Why are you doing the Mexican hat dance?
Well, no, I've made my famous leprechaun stew.
Ah, so you sing the Mexican hat dance when you make the leprechaun stew?
That's the old gal that does that.
Oh.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm
Fatty! Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 14th of March, 2022, in the jet-setting year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
No, even when I'm being very important, I can't get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joined along with our live studio audience today,
yes,
full of they, them, is McFatty.
Hi, Vader McFatty. Did get them right.
Good.
Okay. He says they, them.
Right.
I mean, he says good.
we can hear. Y'all, in the background of today's little show is the young Nicholas and the nip stomach. But also, I think the nip's there, but all I've seen is his stomach so far.
No,
so.
The nip
is at home. Is at home.
Enjoys this. No, he enjoys this show as much as that Adam Burns does.
Oh, right. Perfect. Well, I figured it might be a little quick-witted for the nip, you know, just a little quick.
Well, nit-witted.
Right. I just didn't know if he was at home laying down and his stomach was here listening to the show or what. So anyway.
No.
Okay, perfect. So y'all, welcome. Happy Monday, everyone, or whenever you're listening to this. I know some people listen when it's convenient for them, except for Adam Burns, who just doesn't listen. So,
by the way, are we going to have to speed this up because we lost an hour of sleep last night?
I'm going to tell you.
Saturday night?
I'm going to tell you. I got up this morning, but not because I wanted to, but because someone very loud was yelling for breakfast, and she did not care about me losing an hour of sleep. The little monster, which is not Lady Gaga, but the little monster that I live with, the kitty catamus, that's Bugabet, she's trying to type on the keyboard right now. I don't know what's gotten into her, but...
Okay.
But she will not leave my side unless I'm in the bed, and she doesn't like to be in the bed with me because, you know.
Well, before you know it, she'll be wanting to play the piano.
She might. Ooh, she might.
That leprechaun stew does that to me also.
You know what? All that talk I heard on, I think it was your Thursday or Friday little show of you eating the cabbage, and I was like, what? Why does he do this to himself? Why does he
fabulous.
Do it?
Fabulous.
Now, have any of the live studio audience, have they tried your leprechaun stews?
The Nip tried it. It made him very gassy. Young Nicholas has not tried it.
Okay. Well, at least one of them has common sense. So, yeah.
Ooh, bye,
yes, they
cat.
Do.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, so how was your week, Big Fatty? Anything exciting to report? Do we have any updates, any, you know, breaking news or anything?
No, I don't think so. It's been a fairly uneventful week, I think. Yeah. So did you do anything exciting this week?
I mean, I didn't do anything exciting. No, I did have a I had a big do Wednesday on Thursday. Well, first of all, I do want to give a little Kitty Catamus report.
Oh, please do.
Because I don't know if I mentioned it on last week's Little Show, but y'all were having a little trouble with the constipation with the Bugabet. But I am happy to report.
I don't think you mentioned that.
I didn't brief the audience. Well, y'all, I'm happy to report
that she's no longer full of shit.
Right. It is flowing freely. We've overcome the constipation.
Yeah. She has diarrhea, is what you're saying.
No, she doesn't have diarrhea, but we're having a regular bowel movement, which is, you know, it's very good. It's very healthy.
Well, so. it's a tradition in the Vader family compound to have regular bowel movements.
It's true. She was just so stressed out, and I had to sprinkle a tiny little bit of Metamucil on the tuna. That's all it took to get it going again. And, things are back to normal. And
sprinkle a day.
Right. But y'all, the cat food shortage has hit again. I was just up visiting Miss Shirley, y'all, and they had like 3 cans of cat food. That'll get me through this afternoon. But
they've cut the Russian cat food can't come into the country anymore.
Obviously. What Big Fatty is alluding to is, y'all, I got up on Thursday morning and I got up at 4 a.m. in the morning.
That's before the time change.
Yes, it's before the time change, 4 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I had a flight at 6:30 a.m. So, I was off to... the Huntsville, Alabama. I mentioned this on because I got a message from Chris from Tennessee in New Jersey in Tennessee, who was like, "Ugh, I don't know why you'd want to go there." But flew into Huntsville. It was very.
I think you meant you. You flew into Huntsville, Alabama.
I did fly into Huntsville, Alabama.
I thought you were going to Huntsville, Tennessee.
No, I was going to Fayetteville, Tennessee. So
you can't spell. Fayetteville without Huntsville.
Right. It's true. Y'all, I don't know if you heard, but we were apparently going to have monsoons and 20 inches of rain this week. Y'all, we had about a third of a rubber zone. Right. If a third of an inch, that's it. But y'all, the only weather we got that was bad was about 6:30 a.m. Thursday morning. So, that flight to Atlanta, we flew the Delta, and they got a lot of catching up to do these days, but we flew the Delta, and
what does that mean?
It was a shitty experience. When we were taxiing, the pilot said, "I just want to let everyone know that we're expecting some rough weather, so I'm going to ask the flight attendants not to get up during the trip here."
No Starbucks coffee for you.
Well, you're correct. Well, I don't think they didn't serve drinks or snacks on any of the legs of that trip. But anyway,
there's bad weather.
We had a delay in the Atlanta, all this, that, and the other. Yeah, we got there. There was an issue with the rental car, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Finally got to this little town in Fayetteville, Tennessee. And, we had lunch with them. We were there for a little coal mine business, my coworker, Lorena, and I. I was exhausted by the time we got there because it was an hour drive from the airport. And, exactly.
Oh,
and,
right.
And, y'all... Larry that we were meeting, who's the nicest little old man, took us out for some barbecue lunch. And
Now was this Tennessee barbecue or Alabama barbecue?
Well, I don't know. And that's a question that Lorena is following up on for the reason we were there. But y'all, we had chicken wings and ribs, and they were smoked and then fried wings. So they kind of had like a rub on them. Honestly, they weren't very good.
You say Lorena's looking into this. You know, she can get in touch with Southern barbecue expert Dr. Wesley Pythagoras E. Pluribus old Pris Stone.
Right. I'll have to give her his number. So anyway, y'all, this place, we totally got a staph infection or MRSA eating at this place. But I mean, I'd say hole in the wall, but I don't want to compare hole in the walls to this place. Y'all, it was a shack. It was fine. But y'all, I have to tell you a story. And the trip isn't really all that exciting, except it does involve Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey from Tennessee in Tennessee. Which was very unexpected. But y'all, little old Lair says, and y'all, he was 76 years old. And so he starts
gal's age.
Right. He's talking about people from the coal mine, and he was like, you know, I had this. Yeah. I knew this gentleman, this dancing girl at the coal mine who just really got me through some tough times. And do you know someone named the Olive? And I said, "Dear Gussie," and I was like,
"Dear Gussie, indeed."
I do know the dancing girl himself. So
right.
Y'all, that made his day. He was touching my camera and things.
Camera, you mean?
Well, I think he might have wanted to touch other things. So, but he was like, "I hope you don't mind. My son is going to join us." Now, y'all, he's 76 years old. So, what would you think, Big Batty? How old would you think his son is going to be?
I would say his son is 50.
Right. Well, that's about what I thought. And I was just kind of like, okay, well, he's late and we're on a tight time schedule, but what? I mean, you know, whatever.
Right.
Y'all.
Was his son Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee?
Y'all, his son walked in, and he was 34 years old.
And did you touch yourself inappropriately?
Y'all, I had Lorena grab my leg and started squeezing, and I was like, "Oh dear God!"
Start talking about pulling pork?
Right, exactly. And so, y'all sat down next to us, and a very, very long story short. And this has already gone on too long. Y'all, he was not a coal miner. He did not mine coal. But he was not a Charleston coal miner. Y'all, he was an East Tennessee coal miner. He was like, "You look familiar." And I was like, "Well, I get that a lot. You know, John Hamm, guys like that. I look a lot like them." We're going to make some barbecue sauce, and we're in the back of a car of a Suburban. And he was like, "Do you know my friend Lorena?" And I was like, "Yeah, she's a very good friend of mine." Y'all, turns out when he was a coal miner at the East Tennessee coal mine, I had been doing some multi coal mine work, shall we say, like I had gotten him in trouble actually for mining coal in the wrong place.
Well, there you go.
And I was like, you're not the guy that Lorena drug out by his nose are in the middle of a banquet, are you? And he was like, "That's your fault." Anyway, y'all, he's the homosexual. And y'all, well, I've got his number. We're just going to put it that way. And it was a very interesting day. But y'all, we went to make this barbecue sauce, and I saw this sign on the wall, and it said Bell Buckle Country Store. And I said, "How in the world do y'all know about Bell Buckle, Tennessee?" Because, you know, that's the home of the RC Cola and Moon Pie Festival.
I was not aware of that.
And that's the story with Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee. You know, he lives basically right there. Y'all, the people who started the Moon Pie Festival ran the bottling company where we were.
Oh, my Lord.
Y'all, I have pictures of them on my phone from 2006, 2007. We had a big old catch up. It was a trip down memory lane. It was just, isn't it crazy how small the world is?
Just crazy.
Yeah. So we had a big laugh about that. And we went back and finished our meeting with Larry. And we got back in our jalopy. And we just basically went back to the airport and got there and drank a bottle of wine and got on the plane. Y'all, I got TSA'd to death, but whatever.
What does that mean?
Well, he had given us a bottle of barbecue rub, like spices. And I guess the machine couldn't see through it because it was so dense, even though it's not a liquid or a gel. And so, y'all, they had to dump all my shit out.
Oh.
And I was tipsy because I'd had a bottle of wine. So I was trying to hold it together because I knew that I would get in trouble. Anyway, whatevs. So got home at midnight. So, y'all, I left my house at 5 a.m. and got home at, I think I walked back in at 12:30 in the morning, a.m. in the morning. So as you can imagine, I'm tired.
Yes.
So, but anyway, my new friend Larry from Fayetteville, Tennessee, y'all, he's got an airplane. So he's probably going to hop in his jalopy plane and come on over at some point. And,
was it a death copter?
Basically, he can drive. We always wondered who was flying the death copter when the old gal was doing the spin out on the 101.
Right.
And it turns out it was my new friend Larry. So,
well, there you go.
But y'all, what a crazy, crazy week it was. I mean,
crazy.
That is crazy.
Just crazy.
So, anyway, but
I didn't realize that last weekend was old coal miners' weekend.
I don't know that it was.
Oh.
I don't, it okay. wasn't.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm just confused then.
Next weekend is Ancient Coal Miners Weekend.
Oh.
But, okay. But the celebration of the founding of the coal mine and whatnot. That's next weekend.
Yes, that's what I mean.
That's next weekend.
Poor but Friday. I thought they were having that... early, like the first weekend of March.
No, it's next weekend. The coal miners are off this week.
That's what changed.
I'm sorry, it's not this coming weekend. It's the weekend after that, actually, because the coal miners, we gave them the week off for
right.
good behavior and working hard.
Right, so it's the weekend of the 25th.
Yes.
26th.
Yeah, I'm very confused about what day it is. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Lord, well, poor Big Fatty. Not as confused as Big Fatty.
No, I'm just very confused.
Well, you know what else? So, you know who else is confused?
Who?
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Okay, we cleaned this up while I was in Tennessee.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I'm sorry, I just had to step away because I could not... bring myself to hear that bumper not be fixed. Was it fixed? I couldn't hear.
No, it wasn't. I'm so sorry. But my new friend Tennessee Lair is also a musician as well as doing what I do at the coal mine. And he sings and dances. So I may have to get him to re-record that. Let's just throw John Michael Haas and Rob Nelson Lonely Magoo to the ditch with.
Well, I think let's give him a one more chance.
It's not like we're going to get another voice letter. Okay, let's listen.
Sure, it takes Apple Silicon further than ever. It's another game-changing chip for pro users.
Stupid now, Apple.
Apple Silicon so unique is how
I just bought an M1 Pro MacBook Pro laptop, and now there's an M1 Ultra. So I've got to chuck this stupid laptop in the bin. I don't know. If only I'd known that just, 4 months later, there'd be not just the Max chip, but the Ultra chip. And everyone knows you need Ultra. I mean, I've got to send emails. I've got to surf the web. I've got to use Citrix for work. I've got to do all these things at the same time, and I need Ultra. Okay, I've got to keep listening to this Apple presentation so I can hit the buy button.
Extraordinary capabilities without any additional work. Let's hear what some of our developers have to say about it.
Woodhaven.
Well, thank you, unidentified caller.
Now, let me just give you a little background on this.
Okay.
this is the third time I've heard that exact call, because he sent the exact call to Old Crooked Hat Show. Ah. He sent it to the mix.
The mix.
And now he sent it here.
Perfect. Well, they are, neither of those two are qualified to comment on it, so at least he'll get some good advice now.
Well,
which
yeah, because I mean, you know.
Which is, first of all, unidentified caller. No one listening to this needs an M1 Ultra, okay? It's basically what I said when you could get the Max in the MacBook Pro, and I was like, no one really needs that Max that I know. Now, of course, Archer, y'all, has run out and bought this thing.
$8,000 worth of computers.
Right. And I don't understand, because he absolutely does nothing that would require.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I do, but it's ridiculous. Return it, Archer. I was actually very excited about that announcement because, you know, I had to switch to the MacBook Pro at the coal mine and blah, 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 blah. But while I like a good Pro with some modularity, the studio is exactly what I would need at the coal mine. Of course, not an Ultra. I'd have zero use for an Ultra. But the Max, I'm very excited about that. So I also ordered one for the coal mine. But I just ordered the Max. Actually, the base model, but I had to up the storage quite a bit. Because, again, there is that. Like, you have to understand, the top tier of the MacBook Pro is the Max that's blowing things out of the water. That's the entry level of this machine. Like, the Ultra, absolutely no use for that $2,000 option. So, So I bought the base model with extra storage and 64 gigs of memory, just because it shares.
And did you buy the TV screen that came with it?
No, I couldn't justify that. Although I would love, I have designer screens at the coal mine. They're BenQ P3 color gamut, blah 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 screens, whatever. Y'all, I'd love to throw those motherfuckers in the garbage bin out back. Because when you wiggle the mouse when the screens have gone to sleep, not the computer, because it doesn't go to sleep, but the screens, y'all, it takes about 30 seconds for them to wake up. And it's,
I wonder if that Ultra would wake them up faster.
No. The Mac Studio display would absolutely be just like the old Studio displays, and the Thunderbolt display, which I'm still using right here, it would just wake up. So, anyway, y'all, I got to decide what I'm going to do, because I'm trading in the MacBook Pro that we're recording on. So got to figure this out. I feel like I need a laptop, although I use an iPad most of the time. So for things, I only took an iPad to the Alabama, Tennessee, which, y'all, I didn't think we were getting home. Our flight got delayed so much, and I was ready. I was ready to text Lair, and I was going to tell Lorena, just go on to bed. Just go on to bed.
Go on to bed.
I'll see you in the morning, you know. So, y'all, she almost missed her flight, and I was standing at the gate or at the door to the jetway, laughing with the gate agent, who I knew, and I'm sitting there laughing with her, and all of a sudden, y'all, Lorena is, she's not a big girl at all, but she's, you know, not in good shape. Let's just say that. I mean, I'm not either, but y'all, the flight is boarded. I'm the only one not on the plane besides Lorena. And y'all, she turned the corner at a full run, and she still had 8 minutes before they're going to close the door. And the gate agent said, just tell her to come on. And I was like, no, let's watch this. And so y'all, she, in a tizzy and a huff, flew up, but y'all, she almost missed the flight. Don't do that to me, people. Y'all, the gate agent was like, well, I can book you two on the next flight. And I was like, you can book her on the next flight. I'm going to Tennessee, bitches. Like, I'm not missing this. This is a big deal for me. So anyway.
Right.
But yeah. So yeah.
You just didn't realize how big a deal it was.
Well, if I have a new MRGC, I would be A-okay with that. But y'all, I have to talk to Carpenter Lair about that. But if you want to be like that unidentified caller, you can send us a voice letter, not to my personal email, but to meh at thelfc.online. Just use the voice memo feature on your phone and send it on over.
Oh.
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. So anyway, now, did you order a new Mac Studio?
No. I did watch the Apple Snack event, and I mean, I think the green iPhones are pretty.
Also ordered one of those.
Okay.
Because mine, I've been...
But you don't like green.
I know. I hate it. And I thought it was very ironic. I like that phone. But I needed a new phone. And my phone's paid for. And I actually get a new iPhone 13 Pro for free by trading mine in. So it really was a no-brainer when I saw that. I was like, I really like that green. So, yeah. Oh, I got the 13
Pro.
Well,
y'all, this is proof positive that your tastes change the more elderly you become.
I don't like the Kelly green. I will say that. And that's Big Fatty's favorite green, is emerald green or Kelly green. I can't stand that color. It's almost
Christmas
as bad.
Green is what I call it.
It's almost as bad as pure magenta. I detest pure magenta. Anyway. But, yeah. But, it, you know, it's not like it's going to kill me or anything.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell him if they're dead or alive, but then you all get to watch me try to figure out who they are or were.
Well, let me just say, this is a very popular day to be born, is what I'm going to say. All right, we'll start with Stephen Curry.
Well, he is alive as far as I know. Y'all, he's a basketball player.
He does play the sports ball. And, you know, I chose him because it's the, you know, the big sports ball weekend. You know, the bracketology, as they call it.
No.
And
okay.
He is alive. And he used to come to the coal mine for events and all every once in a while, too.
No.
So, no, you didn't know that.
No.
I'm not going to ask you about Albert Einstein because I think you know about him.
Well.
Casey Jones.
Alive.
Okay.
Casey Jones of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Casey and the Sunshine. Make a little love.
Get fat
with
tonight.
Liar tonight. No, yeah. Get fat tonight. Casey Jones died in 1900. he was an American railroad engineer who dies trying to save a train. Hence the Ballad of Casey Jones. So,
hence, yes.
Anyway, hence. All right, Les Brown.
Les Brown. I didn't. As far as I know, he is dead. And
okay.
Les Brown was.
He
was an author, but he also hosted one of the evening news shows. I don't remember which one.
Oh, yes. Les Brown. the Les Brown Hour, I believe.
Something along those lines.
He's dead. Died in 2001. And he was a big band leader. Les Brown and the band, his Band of Renowns.
Lord.
Their famous song that kind of put them on the map was the Sentimental Journey.
I see. One more? I think we've got about 30
seconds.
Well, we can
probably slide in one more. Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett. He was also a musician,
yes.
Just like Casey Jones.
Right.
Kirby Puckett, it was like in the 50s or 60s. He was, I don't remember what he sang, though, but yes.
Okay, and is he dead or alive?
Dead.
Kirby Puckett is indeed dead and best known as an American League center fielder for the Minnesota Twins. Born in the Chicago's, up there near Tom and Terry's places.
And Mrs. La 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 Lauren.
Who?
Mrs. La 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 Lauren.
I got one more for you. Just real
hurry
quick.
Up.
Special one. J. Fred Muggs.
J. Fred Muggs. Dead. No, alive. Alive. And he, of course, is the founder of a South Carolina company, the Smug Mug.
Online photo sharing. J. Fred Muggs, first of all, you may not have known this, was born in French Cameroon. And J. Fred Muggs was the chimpanzee that used to be on the Today Show when it first started. Anyway, chimpanzee, that's a...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I can't imagine why you thought of using that one at the very end.
Well, you know, and you know, some folks are on cruises of a lifetime and don't like bananas anyway.
Ooh.
Ooh.